This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we all need a little hope. Maybe it's hope that something in your own life will improve. Or maybe it's just, I don't know, hope that the world isn't such a rough place after all. Today we hear about a Facebook group of neighbors helping neighbors in Traverse City, which started with about 50 people and is now so much bigger than a Facebook group with about 35,000 people. The founder of that group joins us in this episode. First, though, we're taking a look at politics here in Michigan. Last night, in Traverse City, Pete Buttigieg endorsed Jocelyn Benson for governor. The former transportation secretary, who lives near Traverse City, endorsed Benson during an event at Right Brain Brewery last night. Bridge Michigan reports that Buttigieg also hinted at his own future, saying there's only so much that can be done right now about the White House, but, quote, believe me, I'm working on that. Buttigieg praised Benson's work as Michigan's Secretary of State, saying she demonstrated a combination of courage and competence. Polls have Benson well ahead of Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Sheriff, who is also seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. Congressman John James, businessman Perry Johnson, and former Attorney General Mike Cox are competing for the GOP nomination. All three of those Republican candidates are going to debate twice this week, tomorrow night in Metro Detroit and again on Thursday in Grand Rapids. It's the first time Congressman John James, businessman Perry Johnson, and former Attorney General Mike Cox will appear together since the race narrowed to those three candidates. James has largely skipped out on the debate schedule so far. It will also be the first chance for James's opponents to debate him since he won President Trump's endorsement. Strategist Andrea Bightley predicts that James will be a punching bag.
There's no question that John James is the statistical frontrunner. He has been endorsed by President Trump. So the other candidates are going to be trying to prove that they are just as good in their Trump bona fides as John James is.
On the Democratic side of the aisle, the remaining two candidates running for Michigan's U.S. Senate seat are also debating this week. Absentee ballots for the August 4th primary are already going out to voters. Hey, you guys remember Spark in the Dark? It was a Traverse City-based Facebook group where neighbors could help each other. Someone is struggling with bills. Maybe the community can chip in. Oh, look, that guy needs a new raincoat. Maybe there's someone out there who will buy one. Well, it grew a lot. And now it is called HelpLink. With me right now is Abigail McKiernan, who built this Facebook group first and now HelpLink. Hello.
Hello.
I said it grew. It started out with 50 members, and now?
It's been a busy 10 years. It went from 50 to 350 to 33,000 members just in Michigan.
Wow. And so now it's much bigger than that. It's called HelpLink. And what is it exactly? It's like an app and a platform where people can do exactly what the Facebook group did.
Absolutely. Yep. So the Facebook in its original form was meant for people helping people with in-kind donations. So you had a neighbor down the road that, you know, needed work boots and you happened to have an extra pair because you hated that job. And so you give them the work boots you weren't using anyway. Yeah. To the tune of the groups have met over 120,000 needs since we launched 10 years ago.
How did this get started in the first place?
Ugh, my life was falling apart.
Yeah?
My life was really hard in 2017, and I was a really good employee, but I was going from two incomes to one income in my household due to a domestic violence situation. Mm. I was sneaking out at lunch, and I was, you know, leaving work early, trying to get the help that I needed desperately. It was a $200 electric bill that, to be honest, my company probably would have paid for if I would have asked, but I never asked because I was so afraid of what they might think of me that I was instead becoming a bad employee. I'm driving around, I'm asking for help with these nonprofits and getting greeted with, you know, maybe you should stay a little bit longer until you can get enough money and then leave. And
stay in your situation
a little bit longer. So all of the advice, perhaps well-intentioned, was terrible, full disclosure. And so I thought, there's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a way to ask for help with dignity and to ask for help and have the response be kind and gentle and not judgmental. And so I had launched these Facebook groups hoping that people could do it better if they knew it was their neighbor.
2017 is a different time.
Yeah.
But it's funny for my brain to register you saying that you were looking for a kinder and gentler way to ask for something. And Facebook is where you went, because we don't think of social media as being kind and gentle, do we?
Oh, that's such a good point. I think, like all things, it's what you make of it.
Were you surprised it grew as quickly as it did?
I am still surprised. You say it like it's past tense. I am flabbergasted daily, weekly, monthly, hourly, because what came from the groups was HelpLink, which is this software platform that takes the concept one step further. It allows companies to get involved in the process as well. So anyone can ask, anyone can give, just the way it is now, all financial contributions. People are able to ask just like they always have on Spark, but through the HelpLink platform. They upload their need, we verify it, we vet it, it goes live. You and I can go donate, but our bread and butter, if you will, is that we work with companies that are deeply passionate about their staff or their community or both. They can actually donate money to a fund, and then that fund actually automatically deploys at a rate that they set and goes out and meets the needs of their staff and meets the needs of their community with no, again, total dignity intact. They're posting, it's anonymous, we're vetting it. We're, you know, telling the company, hey, we're going to put your money where you want it to go.
Yeah.
And we're going to provide you the thank you from that individual that you helped at the end.
But it is strictly money now, not I'll send you, oh, we're a boot company and we have a bunch of extra pairs of boots. We'll send some to you. It's not that.
Correct.
It's all financial now.
Right now it's financial. Yeah. We're working on the in-kind part, but it gets a little sticky.
So HelpLink now is how far and wide exactly? Is this a nationwide effort at this point?
So we just launched the software a year ago.
Yeah.
And we're already working with dozens of companies and holding hundreds of thousands of dollars in funds.
Wow.
And it started Michigan-based until about a month ago. A TikToker reached out to us who was or is Northern Michigan-based, but national.
Yeah.
Said, hey, I'm a company. I would really love to start a fund to both, you know, invite my fans to ask, but also invite them to give in times of need.
Yeah.
And we said, that sounds great. And she launched it. So we went to bed, a Michigan company. We woke up after her first TikTok video because she had 1.2 million followers. We woke up with thousands of new users and needs truly spread across the U.S.
It does seem like the takeaway, though, is that people are willing to help. And I guess that's what might be surprising is the level to which people will step up. In a world where we sort of think everybody's just kind of individualistic and in it for their own needs.
It's so funny you say that. There is a huge misconception that there is this pool of givers and this pool of askers, right? And that some, like, that is, in my 10 years of managing 33,000 people, literally never the case. The people most often in need are also the first to help when they can. Hmm. Every time without fail.
Where can people learn more?
HelpLink.org is going to be the best spot. Mm-hmm. Businesses asking, giving can all be navigated from right there.
Abigail McKiernan, thank you.
Thank you.
She started HelpLink.org out of a Facebook group that began here in Traverse City. That's the Up North Lowdown for this Tuesday, July 7th.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.